Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
8:04 in the a.m. Sun is out.
Yeah.
This cold morning in Charm City. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix on the board. Coming up at 8:30, we'll be joined by Mike Preston on the fan guest hotline sponsored by Window Nation. Of course, Mike covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. We'll get his thoughts on tomorrow's game as the Ravens go for the division against Cleveland. But coming up next at 8:15, we'll look at the Week 18 slate in the NFL. Check out some of the big games this weekend. Right now, we're talking about John Harbaugh. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to jump in. Harb's contract ends after next season. They hosted the AFC Championship game last year. They're in a position to win the North again this year. Ed, do you feel like John has earned a contract extension this offseason?
100%. Come on. This is, again, another one of those guys that's criticized, I think, so unfairly. Like, look, I don't agree with every decision he makes, but that's almost impossible. I mean, I guarantee the coaching staff doesn't agree with everything. That's the way thing is. Everything is, if you're in a leadership position. But overall, you look at his body of work. I mean, obviously, he's won a Super Bowl, but you go to the playoffs more often than not. They always field a good team. And they'll look at other things, like that front office poll, which was, by the way, other front office executives voted on that, not fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's over the front office. But I mean, you know, you look at Harbaugh and the way he runs the team and the players that they select and what he will and will not tolerate. And then you look at guys that have left this organization who played for multiple teams, you know, guys who were just kind of not quite journeymen, but maybe like Vontae Leach and guys mm-hmm. like that. They want to retire as Ravens. That's how, to me, speaks volumes. If the players want to retire as a Raven and they play for multiple teams, what does that say? It's a good organization, good coach. They actually follow the guy. So I certainly think he deserves an extension.
Yeah, I don't think I can't sit here and say he doesn't deserve the extension, right? I mean, what has happened for me to say that he doesn't deserve the extension? I think sometimes you get into it's tough to describe, but I think John is in this realm of he's past whether or not he deserves it. He's one of the best coaches still in the league. He's got the resume. He has all of that.
Yeah.
Now it's just about can he take this team over the hump? Can he finally get to the point to where we can say they have maximized Lamar Jackson in this window that they have, the Super Bowl window that they have right now.
Right.
Now, let's paint this picture. Let's say they win the North,
mm-hmm.
they host a playoff game, they lose in the wild card. I think John is in a position now, especially considering he has his contract is good for next year. I don't know if I'm extending them if they don't win a playoff game. If they don't win a playoff game,
this
then,
season.
Yeah, this yeah. season. This yeah. season, I'm probably not. I'm probably going to take my chances going to next season and see what happens. Now, if they make a run at this thing, they win a game or two, and it looks like, all right, this is still, granted, anything less than a Super Bowl is a failure. I don't care what they say, but anything less than a Super Bowl for the Ravens at this point is a failure. So if they are able to somehow get close, I could lean into it. But yeah, they would have to win at least one playoff game this year for me to think about extending him right now. And it's not because I don't think he's deserving. I do think he's deserving, but it gets to the point of like something's got to happen. You know, if they do the same thing that they do every year, which is win the North, go to the playoffs, but then they fizzle out again. It's like, all right, how many times can we watch the same movie? Yeah, they're a good team. They're borderline great team, but they're not getting over the hump. Lamar's not going anywhere.
No.
You added Derrick Henry. You know, it's the pieces are coming together. The draft pieces are working out. It's like you got to change something at some point. So that would be the only thing. If they really fizzle out early in the playoffs, I'm probably not. But if they at least win a game or so, I'll entertain it for sure.
All right. Then why don't we have the same conversation about Mike Tomlin?
The Steelers fans are.
I know.
You know,
I meant us.
Yeah, I mean.
Ravens, well, you know, Ravens, everyone in this city wants Tomlin as the head coach. Mm-hmm. Fire Harbaugh, we want Tomlin. Okay. 2017, lost in a wild card. Excuse me, division. 2020, lost in a wild card. 21, lost a wild card. 23, lost in a wild card. Bang out every year.
I think the difference, at least for me, mm-hmm. is they don't have Lamar Jackson. You know, they don't. Yeah. I don't think any of us are sitting here saying we're in a Super Bowl window for Pittsburgh right now. But the Ravens are.
Yeah, they
you
are.
Know, they're, the Ravens, they're, we're yeah. in that era where we're saying, all right, they have a window right now. Tomlin has been able to coach and probably overachieve with some of the teams yeah. that he's had. But he's also, they've been mediocre. Let's just call it what it is. They've been mediocre. How much of that is on the front office? How much of it is on them? But they don't have the generational player at the quarterback position.
Right.
That's the only difference. But mm-hmm. both of them are culture builders. I think they're almost identical style coaches.
So are.
But Tomlin just seems to be, because we see more of it, it seems like he's the better motivator.
He gives better sound bites.
Yeah, yeah. It? We don't know how Harbs yeah. motivates. Harbs, I mean, we do, but it's not appealing. It's not sexy. It's not right. entertaining. Tomlin at least gives you, like
no,
you said,
Tomlin
bites.
Wears sunglasses in a snowstorm.
Right.
It's like he's always wearing the sunglasses, got his aviators on. He's always got a cool sound bite after the game and just, you know. He's cooler than the other side of the pillow. It just is.
So yeah, I mean, I agree, but you could definitely have that type of conversation. Bring up Tomlin and it's a couple of other coaches, and like I'm saying, I think Harbs is kind of a gift and a curse. He's kind of put himself in an unfair spot because I don't think anybody can question how good of a coach he is. It's just to the point of now. Where are the results when you have a generational player at the quarterback position? That's just as much as Lamar has that question on him about winning the Super Bowl, Harbs has that on him right now, too, with winning the Super Bowl with Lamar. So, hopefully they can both get over the hump together this year. But I think that's the last checkbox for Harbs. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll start taking your calls, 410-583-1057. How do you guys feel about Harbs getting a possible extension this offseason? Are you ready to give it to him? If not, what would need to happen for you to get to that point? 410-583-1057. We're taking your calls next here on The Fan. 8:16 in the a.m. on this cold morning in Charm City. It's Friday, TGIF, as Antonio in Rosedale says. Getting ready for the weekend. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass. Coming up next at 8:30, we'll be joined by Mike Preston, who covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. We'll get his thoughts on tomorrow's game against the Browns and possibly ask him the same question we're asking you right now. John Harbaugh, his contract runs out at the end of next season. Do you feel like he's done enough to get a contract extension this offseason? 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Hubie in Baltimore. Hubie, you're on The Fan.
Healthy and happy New Year's, fellas.
Same to you.
Same to you, man.
Well, I'm more or less like 60-40 right now. Sometimes it seems like when he's wearing a headset, I don't know how much he's interjecting on having plays called on offense or defense. I know he delegates responsibility to the offense coordinator, defense coordinator, but sometimes it looks like John is standing there and is a little bewildered. But why I'm 60-40 is because his record calls for that. He is a winner, and he just hasn't gotten over the hump, like y'all said. So let's see if he doesn't get an AFC championship this year or next year at the end of his contract. And if he does, hey, most definitely keep him. Most definitely.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Hubie. I mean, it's similar to what I was saying. I think, these playoff runs will play a big part in that. And, you know, people, I don't think anybody's forgotten the Super Bowl that he does have. It's just, you know, it's statute of limitations almost. It's not that it's expiring, but it's just, what have you done for me lately? People want another one. They want another one. And especially when you have a two-time MVP back there at quarterback, you want to win one right now. So I don't think anybody that says he's not a good coach, I can't agree with that. But definitely there are things you want to see John do with this team.
Oh, definitely. You want to win. I mean, you mentioned if they don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failed season or certainly a disappointing season. Look, I think last year they had the best roster in the NFL. It was the best team in football, and they didn't win. Didn't even advance. It's a sin, and it had a home game. So I'm with you. I get it. Totally get it. But it's kind of suck when you have such an incredible body of work for such a long time. And it's like, well, if you don't win the big, how many people win the Super Bowl?
Right.
Not many.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it's really unfair.
And I think about some of that is his own doing in a good way. You know, he's
expectations
achieved,
are high.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just people falling in with that. Let's go to Julian in West Baltimore. Julian, you're on the Fan.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Cordell. I got to see, like, these playoffs. And if we keep getting the same results, I say get rid of them. I mean, his numbers speak for itself, but you keep being one and done, like, you got to change something. And it's not going to be Lamar. You got to change something.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Julian.
But you got to get rid of him.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, who that guy is that will replace him right now. I'm definitely not sitting here saying there's a laundry list of guys that I would that I'd want to have over John Harbaugh right now. It's easy to look around and see some of these young offensive-minded coaches and think a guy like Ben Johnson could walk in and, you know, take Lamar and the offense and these guys to another level. It's also about keeping the culture going and making this a place people want to come to. It's a lot that John does do that I think a lot of people discount because we don't see him doing it or we don't know exactly what he's doing. But I definitely believe he does a great job.
Yeah, he does a great job. I mean, he just does. And this is a very well-run franchise from the front office to the field. Like, there's questions about time management. I get it. Calling timeouts when you don't have any left or, you know, things like that. We've seen all this stuff. But you got to look at the overall body of work.
Let's go to John in Dundalk. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I think John Harbaugh, he does a great job. I mean, they're on a huge roll year after year. They're doing a great job. And who are you going to get to replace them? I mean, if they have a culture going where everybody respects the coach and they want to play behind him and they read into his message, why would you throw a monkey wrench into that? You know, unless I don't know something that's going on and they don't believe his message anymore or they have issues, you know, if he's doing a great job and the players like him and they believe in him, I don't see why you would throw a monkey wrench into that situation with the team.
Yeah, appreciate the call, John. And it's kind of like you said before, only one team can win, but I think it's kind of like, you know, at some point, does it get too old when you're just winning? You're winning multiple double digit games in the regular season. Right. You win in your division every year. You go to the playoffs, and it's like, is that it? Is that deemed a successful season? Then, at that point, it's unfair. But eventually, I think it gets to the point to where it probably gets old, and maybe it'll take for like Lamar or somebody to start showing frustration. Or something like that. But I don't think it's a situation, especially now, where he's lost the locker room. Clearly, they're winning. They're doing just fine.
They're playing hard for him. And the other thing, Lamar is such a respectful guy. I think it would be a long time before he showed frustration.
Right.
Because he's just not that way. He doesn't throw his teammates under the bus. He calls the female reporters Miss, you know, Miss Ann, Miss Betty. He's just a really polite Southern guy. So I don't see him losing his patience with the coach.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Not bad.
Hey, Ed, I had no idea Jeremy was having a colonoscopy that shirt was very, very appropriate, wasn't it, man?
It was spot on, yes.
I tell you. Hey, I can't really see giving him an extension until after this offseason. I mean, if he wins the Super Bowl, of course they will. But I'm saying if we have the same old thing, you know, going down in the flame in the playoffs and we just got to see the outcome of this season, man, before we even give him the extension, I think, man. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to be the same old thing again, you know, going down in the playoffs. And like I said, he's got his problems, you know, the clock management and things like that. But, I mean, this is his point right now. Well, you know, it's offseason is really going to determine things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, yeah. Mike. Yeah, I mean, this was a big year. Coming into the year, you knew this was a big year for Harms, coming off of an AFC championship loss. It's tough to go up from there. So it's like you got to at least, you know, maintain what you did the year before and hopefully exceed that. But the only way to exceed that is to get to the Super Bowl, which is very tough.
It is tough and tougher to win. I mean, you should see, some of the teams we're talking about the Lions have ever been to one,
right,
ever.
Right.
It's like, I mean, Texans haven't.
Last year, Dan Campbell, after they lost the NFC Championship game, went on in his press conference, was like, you know, realistically, we're probably not going to get here again. We're realistically probably not going to be back here now.
Odds are against you.
They might be back there again this year, but yeah, I mean, that's the reality when you lose a game like that late in the season. Let's go to DeJuan in Baltimore. DeJuan, you're on the fan.
What's going on, folks? How you doing this morning?
Good not morning. Bad.
Hey, man, yeah, besides the clock medical issue with John Harbaugh, I mean, we don't got nobody that can actually replace him right now at this point. Because these young coaches, they seem to be coming in, their culture changes a little bit, like in Miami, and they flame out real fast. So, you know, I say we keep them.
Yeah, appreciate the call, DeJuan. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the other part. It's slim pickings, especially if you're talking about a you won't need a culture builder, but you need somebody to maintain the culture that's been built here in Baltimore that fits that standard. There's not many coaches, let alone players, that can do that.
Yeah, he brings up a good point that I always like to raise because he's got it. Okay, who? Like right now, who would you rather have? You know, if you could, all things that you could pick whoever you want, who would you rather have? I don't know. Some people may say Tomlin. I see him as the same guy. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what to say anymore. But I just think that people are just sometimes so so quick to pull a trigger on somebody. And frankly, I think if they did let him go, he'd have a job before he got to his car in a parking lot.
Yeah, definitely. If he wants to keep coaching, I think the teams will definitely entertain it as long as he will. 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll continue to take your calls throughout this morning show. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll be joined by Mike Preston. Of course, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. We'll get his thoughts on tomorrow's game. Ask him the same question we've been asking you about John's future, all that and more next here on The Fan. 8:32 in the a.m. It's the Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy today. Here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix, he's behind the glass, joining us now via the Window Nation fan guest hotline. It's Mike Preston. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. What's going on, Mike?
Man, and you know, I do have a cousin named Billy Preston.
How ironic.
I really do. Yeah, and I heard that song, and I'm, oh, this is great walk-up music here.
Right.
Got my man on, my cousin singing this morning. What's going on, fellas?
I'll tell you what's going on, Mr. Preston. I just got something I think you're going to be envious of. A listener sent me a gift today. I get a box delivered to the office.
Uh-huh.
No idea what it is. I open it up. It's a Houston Oilers starter jacket from like this, like a retro.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, so Ed, I was just talking about that because when Dennis Green became the head coach of, of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
I told my daughter because she loved him. And I said, if you kick a corner kick from the side and it goes in, I'll buy you a starter jacket. And she did.
Did you really?
And the wind was blowing and it curled it right in. And she wore that thing for like 15 years until my wife said, no more.
Yeah.
Take it off. You can't wear it anymore. But those starter jackets are coming back. Man. Mm-hmm. They're in style. I love those things.
Oh, you got to see this thing. I was going to send you a picture. I'll take a picture. I'll send it to you right now.
Ah, it's clean. Well,
I'll be in Monday.
Oh, all right.
So, all right, man, bring that out. Don't leave it in that locker, though, Ed. It'll disappear because I might even come in there and take it out there myself.
That's why I told you over the phone.
I hear you.
Mike, tomorrow we got a game, the entire AFC North playing tomorrow afternoon and evening. Ravens, the first game of the day, hosting the Cleveland Browns. Of course, this game is for the division, and we've been trying to dress this game up, but Cleveland, they're not doing a good job of helping us out. I mean, they're just throwing out whoever they've got, whoever's willing to suit up at this point. But what are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow? And what will the Ravens winning the division mean for you?
Nothing. It's all about getting to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this season is about, and it's been like that since day one. As a matter of fact, it's been like that ever since they lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game last year, 17-10. That's all people talked about. The expectations are high, and you want those expectations. But, guys, when I first started covering the Ravens, and that's been since they got here, I used to hang around guys like Wally Williams and Orlando Brown and Tony Siragusa. And when it got to the end of the season, remember the first 2 years, the Ravens were 4-12. And those guys used to say, when you got to the last game, this is the U-Haul game. I'm like, U-Haul game? What is U-Haul game? And because the U-Haul trucks are waiting for us. As soon as this is over, we're done because we shut it down. The Browns have shut it down. I mean, it's over. They're done. I mean, no Denzel Ward. And if they don't have that dude, Davlin Thomason, their nose guard, kind of, because he gives Lindenbaum fits. They can't stop the run. I mean, they got Myles Garrett, but, I mean, he's just one guy on the outside, but this is the guy in the middle. They can't stop the run, and they're done. They're done. This is just prolonging the misery. And guys, remember this. The only people who play hard in this game are rookies and the guys who are trying to get a new contract for next year. Other than that, everybody wants to go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, including me.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think of the fact that they're starting Bailey Zappe as their quarterback?
Hey, Ed, I'm just glad you know how to say his last name, because I was looking at it and I was like, who the heck is this guy? You see, John Harbaugh's talking about him during the course of the week and goes, I don't know, we have to go back and get some film on him. Like, where's he from? Western Kentucky or something? Yeah. And I'm like, well, he doesn't even know who this guy is. I don't. They, as far as I'm concerned about the Browns, if they could fire the owner, they should, because between them and the Jets, they are the worst two franchises in the National Football League. And the Browns just keep spinning wheels and wheels and wheels. And like you see, all they want about Art Modell, he wasn't this bad. He was not as bad as they are. And I don't know who their quarterback is. I don't know any of these guys. So it just goes on and on and on and on. And I don't know. We'll see. I'm pretty sure the Ravens, this is a good day to get the stats up for tomorrow.
Definitely,
you know,
is.
That day. Yeah.
We're talking to Mike Preston, who joins us via the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And Mike, we had a conversation here recently on the show about John and his contract ends at the end of next season. And we put out the question to the callers, you know, did they feel like John had earned an extension this offseason? Where are you on that?
I don't want to get into that because I really can't answer until the season's over, because I want to see where they're finished. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes out and he's had a great season so far. I don't care what anybody says. When you're dealing with the death of your offensive line coach and you bring in a new guy, you retool your offense. And remember, he had that meeting with Monken at the end of the season to kind of get this thing situated. And you can see the success they've had, you know, as far as Lamar Jackson and throwing the ball and being more accurate. He went out and hired Zach Orr. He got criticized for that. And I was one of the ones who criticized him. And then they're starting to turn it around. And I'm not sure they're there yet, but at least they've gotten better overall. And you had those two stretches where they had those three games in like 15 days and the three games 11 days, and you come out and finish the way they did. That's pretty impressive. But it will come down to what he does in the postseason.
Yep.
If they come out and they stink it up, or they get blown out, or they don't get as far as the owner wants them to go, I don't think they will extend this contract. But if they do well, they get to the Super Bowl, then I think they will, if he wants it that way. Sometimes I wonder if John is just to the point where he goes, I had enough. Because you watch some of these guys on TV now, and they make the kind of money they do, like Rex Ryan. And I've talked to Rex off the record a couple of times, and he's like, man, if I knew it was this easy, I don't know if I would have ever gotten to coach you. Well, John Harbaugh's going to make some money when he's done, okay?
Oh, for sure.
He's going to be on TV, yeah. He's going to make some money. Good looking guy, still kind of young. He's going to make some money. So we'll see, but I can't answer that because it all comes down to what they do in the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What do you think about the later game? What do you think about Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
I think by that time the Ravens will have won the AFC North. Pittsburgh, to me, they're done. They're done. Cincinnati, I mean, they have that hope. And if I were the Ravens, I don't know if I would want to play Cincinnati. And I don't buy into that everybody should be afraid of the Bengals, because you're afraid of the Bengals because they score a lot of points. That's it. They don't play any defense. They're like Buffalo, but they have receivers.
And
they can score a lot of points. They're hot. You got to watch that team, and I just watch it because they played the Ravens close, two games, and that's interesting. But am I fearful? Or the Ravens, should the Ravens be fearful of? No, I don't think the Ravens are fearful of any team. I think they could be intimidated by Kansas City going into Kansas City, but fearful—that's not the right word. These guys are competitive. It's the NFL. They love playing against each other. They like challenges like that. I like to see games like that because some of the games we've been watching, they're not very good. They're not very competitive. And those college football games we've been watching haven't been very competitive either. So I kind of want the Ravens to play Kansas City. And I've been on that bandwagon all year, and I'm still going to stay on it because I don't see any teams in the AFC beating either one of those teams before they get to the AFC championship game.
Mike, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. I'm sure I'll see you out at the game tomorrow, but have a great rest of your day.
Hey, Ed, man, come and leave that starter jacket in that locker, man, because I know where your locker is. That boy is cool, man. They are so tight. I'm glad they brought him back. I love that.
I got the stamp of approval. A young guy actually liked him. Cordell thinks it's
Yeah. No, I would definitely wear that, for sure. For sure.
Those boys are tight, man. They look good. All right, fellas. Have a good day.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll look at last night's loss for the Terps out in Washington. Late night game on the West Coast. Terps, they fall to the Huskies. We'll recap that. Also at 9 o'clock, we'll look at the Week 18 slate. Check out the games in the final week of the NFL season. That's next here on The Fan. 8:49 in the AM is the Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy today, still here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix. He's behind the glass. Coming up next at 9 o'clock, we'll look at the Week 18 slate in the NFL. Check out what the meaningful games are this weekend. And at 9:15, our own Melissa Kim, she'll be joining us to talk about the Ravens-Browns game tomorrow as well. But you just heard that final call coming in, of course, courtesy of The Fan. Of course, you need the Melissa Kim MK. It reminds me of what's the teacher on South Park? Mr. Mackey. Yeah, that dude is hilarious. But that's the first thing I think about. But yeah, Terps, they fall to the Huskies last night, 75-69, and not a great game for Derek Queen. Really, the worst game, I would say, of the season so far for him. Only 4 points. He had the 4 fouls, which were huge in this game because it pretty much took him out of the game in the first half and didn't allow him to really get into a rhythm. He started out aggressive to start the second half, but foul trouble was really the story for him. I mean, him and Jacoby Gillespie, they combined for 1 for 13 from the field last night. That's not going to get it done. Gillespie fouls out. Julian Reese fouls up. At least Juju gave him 22 and 7 before he left the game, 9 for 12 from the field. But All in all, their stars weren't their stars last night.
How long do you think we have, Derek?
That dude is smooth, man.
He's also got the size already.
Yeah. Like. He could. I think it'd be great for him to stay 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think if we're talking about him truly maximizing what he could be, I think 2 years is the sweet spot. He could leave after a year, but he'd be in a developmental situation in the league, and you're taking your chances. You're taking your chances with that. He is a pro type of player, though, no doubt about it. He'll be a pro prospect. But I think if you're talking about him going to the league and having an opportunity to potentially start to contribute right away, I think he needs 2 years.
Yeah, probably. The reason I obviously because he's, I think, the best pale player we have right now. We haven't had a really effective big man in a while either.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got that size where, you know, when guys go into the NBA and you wonder if they're going to kind of snap like a cracker? Because, you know, they may be 6'10", but, right. You know, they weigh 210. He's not.
No.
He's not.
No, and he has a very high basketball IQ. He's flexible even when it comes to defending the perimeter pick and roll. You know, mm-hmm. he can switch, which is must have from the big man position these days at the pro level. You have to be able to switch on some of these guards. He has the floor vision offensively to make any pass. He can rebound. He has he's very skilled on the low block. His jumper is getting better and better. I mean, I think the dude is, he has the capabilities to be an all around player for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's easy to get lost in the flood in the NBA, as a young player. It's very easy to you're this hot shot freshman and you go to the league, and the league now drafts strictly off potential anyway.
Yeah.
But it allows for more and more of these prospects to kind of get caught up in the flood, and you forget about them after a couple of years and you don't even hear from them anymore. Just to minimize that is the reason I feel like he should play at least 2 years. And who knows what's going to happen this year, but I would imagine 2 years here in Maryland playing in the Big Ten, I think this dude would be a flat-out monster next year if he still playing at the collegiate level.
I totally agree. And I mean, obviously, that's what I'd like to see. See him, you know, stick around here and see what we can do. You know, because this team's actually playing well right now.
No, Maryland looks good, and they've got another tough test. 2 days from now on Sunday, they'll be taking on Oregon in Oregon. So we're talking about some of these long road trips. You already just took on Washington out there. Now you got to go take on Oregon, and tip off for that game will be 4:00 on Sunday. So no Ravens. That'll be good to be able to kind of get all eyes on them.
Yeah.
And then back home to take on number 15 UCLA, but we're in the conference play now, so the competition is ratcheting up, and that's what you want to see, how the Terps stack up. They obviously sitting at 11-3 right now. They built up the non-conference record, but now how do they stack up in the conference?
Yeah, they look, I think, pretty good all year, even in that loss to Purdue,
right.
I mean, they just, you know, they didn't get blown off the floor. That was a close game. So I thought they looked pretty good. And I'm happy because, you know, there's nothing like, because we have Willard on every week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always, you know, gracious. But it just sucks having a coach on and having a bad season. It's like, it's after a while, it's like,
yeah.
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for us. I don't want to talk about this. Right. You know, like, you know, how do you sugarcoat things? You don't have to now. They're having a good season, so it's been a pleasure.
I mean, it's not easy. And I mean, even give credit to, like, Coach Locks, who comes on, I'm sure,
absolutely,
a lot with you guys. And obviously, they didn't have the season that they wanted to have this year. But, you know, the hope is definitely for him. He's got this recruiting class coming in. He's got his quarterback coming in. And, you know, the next couple of years is really – what they're looking forward to. And now with Willard having a down year last year, he really hit the transfer portal this offseason. Mm-hmm. He brought in Queen and a couple of these guys, and some of the people that are carryovers from last year have taken a step forward with their game. Look, you could only go up from last year. They couldn't hit the side of a barn.
No, it was
last year, shooting the ball. This year, substantially better.
You mentioned Loxie, though. I love having him on because Lox is like, he's so self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they get blown out of a bad game, he makes fun of himself and the team. So it's like,
right,
he's real good to have on the air.
Yeah, I mean, look, hopefully, you know, next year will be better for the football side. And as the year goes on right now with the Terps basketball team, I think they can compete with anybody. And I like that they have these tough, this kind of three-game tough stretch right now with Washington and then Oregon and then UCLA to kind of see how they stack up. I think they should definitely be able to win one of these next two games. And they're going up against two top 15 opponents, preferably, most likely, I should say, that UCLA one being back at home. But, yeah, I think they have the talent now to be able to run with anybody. It's just about how they look. And the bigs have obviously got to stay out of foul trouble. That's been a big problem for Reese his entire career. And Queen now, especially now getting into conference play, and you're going up against these bigger body guys. Can you stay available? Can you stay on the floor for your team? Because if not, it's going to be it's going to be a problem for Maryland to win any of these games in the conference. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll get back to the NFL. We'll look at the Week 18 slate, see if any of these games jump out to us. A couple of teams have something to play for. A couple of teams already have their bags and flights booked already. So we'll look at that. And, of course, at 9:15, we'll be joined by Melissa Kim as well.
Okay.
All that and more next here on The Fan.